There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You were just listening to Randy Travis's wonderful song, Three Wooden Crosses, which is an inspiration for today's topic. It is a song I truly adore. I think it has a great message, and it has a great story, and I like the way it unveils itself in only the way the best country songs can do. The theme, of course, is what you leave behind you when you go, and it does not refer to material things, and I think the lesson in the song is quite beautiful. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine can be found on Twitter, at Wayne Levine, or he'll tell me exactly where, but he is now a Twitter fanatic. I am very happy to have him as a Twitter friend, in addition to a IRL friend, which means in real life. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be back, Bruce. So my Twitter, what do you call it?
Handle, yeah.
Is Men's Life Coach.
Well, like I said, it's Wayne Levine. Okay. Men's Life Coach? Men's Life Coach.
That's correct.
Okay, men's obviously without an apostrophe.
That's correct.
Life Coach. Okay.
Anybody who knows you can't do that.
Well, I was just testing you.
Thank you.
Because now that you have 500 followers and you're so popular, you know, it's amazing. Well, I'm going to have to check it out to see if I want to even bother following you. I'm not sure.
Oh, don't bother, Bruce.
Okay, I won't.
But let's move on to important topics of the day.
Well, I'm being serious today. I the column I wrote is, I think, pretty powerful. It's about, you know, how we impact the world in our in our life. And I'd be very curious to know what you think about the column and what you have to say about the general theme, obviously.
Well, I didn't find any typos, so I think highly of the column.
Good.
Well, it's about legacy.
Yes,
indeed. And legacy is very much what men are about.
And that's actually a big part of the men's weekends that you talk about legacy a lot.
Yes, and I think all of us who are doing men's work in one form or another and having retreats and gathering, it is about what are we leaving behind, what are we building in our sons and daughters, will our name survive, how have we touched the world, how will we be remembered, what good have we done here, what has been our purpose. So these are all issues that we're grappling with all the time. So this particular column resonated with me.
Well, good. I'm glad. Yep. I'm glad. I'm very proud of this column because it's really what I believe my life's about. And in the second half of my life, it's been a lot about what difference I can make in the world at large. And I also believe in the micro sense of how can I really help my kids be better men? How can I help them be better people? And if I am successful just in making two boys into good men, that's enough of a legacy as far as I'm concerned. If there's more that comes from my other efforts on radio and writing or whatever, that's all the better.
Well, one of the reasons that men come to this work ultimately, or one of the reasons they have to commit to the work, is their responsibilities as a father. And so for some men who are in a lousy relationship, they've been clobbered one way or another, threat of divorce, whatever's happening, they're pretty despondent, and it's difficult for them to sort of grab onto the light at the end of the tunnel. But I often tell them that, listen, you, if for no other reason right now, you need to be the best man you can be for your sons and your daughters, so that they have the right lesson and they grow up to be healthy. And so it is really about what are you leaving behind. It's just instantly a part of the work that we're doing.
Did you ever know that song, by the way, Three Wooden Crosses?
I can't say that I dial into country music very often.
If you get a chance, actually, did you listen to it on the post? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
you can never put me on the spot. No, I didn't listen to it.
Okay, you might enjoy it.
I'm sure I would.
It actually might be a song that thematically could tie into some of your work, because I think the lyrics speak. I mean, it's as if when I hear that song, I often think of you, frankly, and the things you've taught me and that you teach other men.
Right on. Well, listen, the good messages are everywhere. They're not as easy to find as the not so good messages,
mm-hmm.
but they're out there. Yeah.
They are. And a lot of the music our kids listen to, whether you dislike or like country music, doesn't exactly have the positive message that I believe this song does. And so where are they getting their values from contemporary media, which I am very concerned about?
Well, it's interesting. To that point, or maybe to the side of that point, Harry Morgan. Is it Harry Morgan or Henry Morgan, the actor?
Harry.
Harry died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys in group said when he heard the news, he sort of stopped in his tracks and got emotional because it took him back to the time when he and his father used to watch MASH.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, it's as if, you know, popular culture songs, television, movies, they hold these memories, they store these memories, and then something happens, a piece of news, and this sort of container explodes, and it all comes flooding back.
Very interesting.
Right, so these pieces of pop culture are really important to us.
Well, in my generation, everybody remembers two or three seminal events, one on a lighter note and one on a much more tragic note, because they both took place, I think, within the same year or so. But it was the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan,
60,
and it was JFK's assassination.
Right.
I remember, of course, where I was for the latter. I remember seeing the Beatles, but I don't have the same level of memory of that as I do JFK's assassination.
So let me share just a personal moment.
Please.
It's hardly my moment, but so my brother, who was, this is 64, he was 8. My father took him to Shea Stadium in New York to see the Beatles.
Hmm.
I was watching, and as you know, my father died when I was a kid. I was watching The Last Play at Shea, which is a documentary about the Shea Stadium and the destruction of it and the rebuilding of it, and Billy Joel played at that last concert at Shea Stadium. So they were showing footage of the Beatles at Shea, and they're showing crowd footage, panning the crowds, and I had this thought, it was just so odd, I thought, my father's out there. And
mm-hmm.
it sort of, it really stopped me. I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? My father is on film. He couldn't be identified,
mm-hmm.
but he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I didn't share that moment in 64, it still has meaning for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I know. Never thought about that before.
We are nearly out of time, so before we run out of time, Wayne, tell our listeners a little bit about what you've got in the planning stages and where they can reach you.
Well, first of all, the most important plan is to surpass you in terms of friends, followers, lovers,
not a chance,
worshippers on social media. And then the other thing is, I continue to coach men, father men, and I do that in Southern California, but I also work with men all over the world via phone, Skype, and all that. You can find information about what we're doing at bettermencoaching.com. And pick up a copy of the book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, for the man in your life that you care about.
Well, and women will gain wisdom from it as well, having read the book, I can say that.
Yeah.
Finally, Wayne, we will be on air next week, just as a reminder. In the following 2 weeks, we'll be repeat shows.
So we'll be on air next week, but after that, we won't be on air, we'll be on something else?
We will be on something else until January.
Excellent.
Wayne, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
You have a good weekend, and we will be back with Alana Pratt for the Women's Room, assuming she calls in, and I believe she has. Stay tuned.